Olin Lagone is the founder and chief technology officer of Shifted Energy. The company works with electric utility companies to basically turn electric water heaters into batteries, absorbing excess renewable energy and reducing demand. A Wells Fargo Innovation Incubator recently named Shifted Energy to its sixth cohort, where it'll receive $250,000 in grants to test the company's product at the U.S. Department of Energy's National Renewable Energy Laboratory. Hawaiian Electric Companies has contracted with Shifted Energy to install up to 2,400 of its water heater systems on Oahu and Maui. Shifted Energy spun off of Kanu Hawaii, a local nonprofit that works to promote and protect things that make Hawaii special, such as a connection to the land and a culture of aloha. Lagone spoke with our producer, Jason Ubai, to talk about the fledgling company's growth.
Shifted Energy is a Hawaii-founded company that was born out of Kanu Hawaii. So a nonprofit started this for-profit as a B Corporation, so this mission-driven corporation. And we invented a method to turn ordinary residential electric water heaters into energy storage devices so that grid operators like Hawaiian Electric can use that capacity to bring on more renewable energy that may be intermittent, like wind and solar power.
How long did it take to develop this technology?
So we spent a couple of years in R&D. We licensed hardware, focused on the software, decided that the hardware was not up to what we needed, and so we invented our own hardware. And so last year, we finished up that hardware, and this year we launched. So in March, we got certified. We now have 2.5 megawatts under contract, and now pilots we've started in six different countries.
What countries?
Canada, Australia, New Zealand, of course, the United States. We just started in Spain, and we're working on one in Portugal.
And you're still based here in Hawaii?
We are based in Hawaii, and everyone is here except one person is in California.
Okay. Well, so, I mean, it looks like it's something you can scale up. I mean, try to pick up more customers. I mean, a huge market. It sounds like it could be a global application.
Yeah. Everybody in the world wants to bring on more renewable energy. So, you know, that's one. Two is 50% of all the world's residential water heaters are electric. So kind of like a match made in heaven, right? So if you want energy storage, you can get it from existing water heaters around the world.
Maybe can you explain a little bit how that works?
All right. I am the technical guy, so this might be a little technical, but I'll try to keep it non-technical. But essentially, when you have wind power or solar power, it doesn't blow consistently. So the shade from the clouds will stop the production of sun temporarily and then come back on. Same thing with wind, right? The wind can ebb and flow. But we don't use power like that. So we need a smoothness of power. And so the way that you can solve that is to do it on the supply side. So you bring on batteries, for example, and if you don't have enough power from your renewable sources, you can take power from the battery. And if you have too much power from your renewable sources, you then charge your battery. So that's supply side balancing. We do demand side balancing. So in other words, we change the demand to match the supply. So if there's not enough wind power or solar power, we can temporarily tone down the water heaters to then just balance with the supply. And then when there's excess abundant renewables, we then preheat water for use later. So the net impact is exactly the same as a battery, but we're doing the balancing on the demand side.
You have the contract with Hawaiian Electric. Can you tell me about that?
Sure. You know, what's different about the way that we're going about it in the marketplace? Being born out of a nonprofit, we have this dual mission. So it's not just about providing grid services, in this case, you know, demand response services to balance renewables, but doing it with compassion. So if you think about it, if you're a renter or you live in a multifamily home, how do you participate in grid services? You can't change your appliances or install solar. So we're targeting these families that are left behind from certain infrastructure challenges they may have, like they may not be able to actually, you know, get an electric car and get in a charger. So we're installing our systems in about 2,500 homes across Oahu and Maui, and then aggregating up all of those homes to provide that capacity to Hawaiian Electric. It's kind of an interesting model. So we, customers are utility, and then we purchase our controllers and then distribute them through property managers. And so a property manager might have, 5,000 homes or 2,000 homes, and so a percentage of those would get an installation of our system at no cost to the property manager. And then what we provide is some value add to the property manager. And then also the residents get a rebate from Hawaiian Electric each month.
Can you tell me about the Wells Fargo, the Innovation Incubator?
Yeah, sure. We can talk about it now. So we were really lucky and humble to be part of that cohort. So there are 40 companies in total over six cohorts. This is the current cohort number six. Eight companies got accepted into this number six. They just added residential, so we're part of this new residential push. It's been sort of clean energy and clean agriculture. And what Wells Fargo and NREL, the National Renewable Energy Labs, has done is put together a little fund. So we get $250,000 in funding that we can use with NREL to accelerate some research and development, as well as some third-party validation. As companies of our size sometimes have difficulty proving to really large utilities or customers that what we've developed actually works. And so having a world-class facility to actually test and put everything through world-class equipment and run these designs of experiments in ways that would provide absolute clarity that this works is a huge godsend. So we're going to start that process and accelerate our R&D.
I guess going through the process or at the incubator, what have past companies done, and what do you guys hope to accomplish going through the process?
Yeah, so I haven't really looked at the past companies. The last 32 that joined, they've raised about $200+ million since they joined the Wells Fargo's program. So they definitely got some benefit from that. About eight or nine have been acquired or merged with other companies. And so we expect that we will be able to maybe shave 6 months off some of our latest product development with this relationship that we have at Wells Fargo and NREL.
Okay. What do you see for the future of your company?
Yeah, I'm a dreamer, right? So I think at the end of the day, we have a shot at becoming, one of the largest companies in the world that provides behind the meter or this demand side services to help grid operators worldwide bring on more and more renewable energy. We really do have that shot, because if half the world uses electric water heaters, we have that potential to scale in every single country, and that need is there.
Where do you see your company expanding to next?
Our next hotspot is going to be Canada, and so we have a push there for expanding in that region. Canada is really interesting because they use a lot of electric water heaters. They have renewable energy, and most importantly, each water heater is a bigger battery there. As you can imagine, that a water heater takes your groundwater from whatever temperature it's at up to about 120 degrees. That's what it does in Hawaii, so we go from about 70 degrees to 120. In Canada, they start much colder than 70, and then they go up to 140 degrees, so they use way more energy per heater, so therefore we have more capacity to play with.
Is there anything you want to talk about renewable energy here in Hawaii? Like, what are the big issues that you guys are facing or feel like the company addresses?
Yeah, I think I can't speak highly enough about both Hawaiian Electric and Hawaii Energy. I think we're really fortunate that we have organizations that are looking at a balanced approach to clean energy, and not just taking the lowest hanging fruit, like let's put solar wherever we can, but they're looking at real programs that engage real families in really meaningful ways, like with our program. So, I think that's maybe not as common as it should be around the world, but I'm really grateful for that. Our utility commission is always making sure that we look out for renters and folks that aren't your traditional people that participate in energy benefits. So, shout out to them. I think they're doing a fantastic job. And I also think that, personally, if folks can learn more, there's always more to learn. This is something that you can maybe help someone, a family member. Maybe there's not enough energy literacy out there. There's something we can all do in our personal lives to really participate in helping our state get to 100% renewables.
How did you think of this solution to have water heaters be basically acting as a battery?
Yeah, it was a number of things. So the first time I heard about it was this guy, Earl Ifuku at Hawaiian Electric. He told me about some guys using water heaters as grid storage devices and stuff. I thought that was pretty interesting. At that same time, we were doing a project with the EPA, and we had done about 1,500 homes in the state where we were installing these whole home monitors and trying to figure out how can we help every single family participate And we had stumbled on the water heater as a tool to use. So it came together, and then we got some of the early ideas, and then we were able to experiment one tank, two tanks, three tanks, up to the point where we now have, you know, a lot of systems out. And so I think it was a combination of folks, and then just getting curious about really how we could maximize that capacity that was there.
That was Olin Lagon, the founder and chief technology officer of Shifted Energy, talking to us about the company's energy technology.